Hi friends, we're Nefesh Mountain.
Hello.
And we are so happy to be here at NYU for Fiddlin' Around. We're a bluegrass Americana band based right here out of the New York area, and we're going to share a little tune in the studio for you. It's just a duo version of something that we recorded on our most recent album called The Cabin Sessions, and it's actually a song by the great Tim O'Brien, one of our, you know, the greatest bluegrass songwriters of our day. Today it's one called More Love, and this world is so insane and so crazy, and you all know exactly what I'm talking about, so I'm not going to say any more about it, but this song is about having more love out there in the universe.
So close to you, baby, but I'm so far away. There's a silence between us, and there's so much to say. You're my strength, you're my weakness, you're my faith, you're my doubt. Gotta meet in the middle to work this thing out. More love, I can hear our hearts crying. More love,
I know
that's all we need is more love.
It's flowing between us,
take us and lift us above.
If there's ever an answer, it's more love.
We're afraid to be idle, so we fill up the days, running on the treadmill and slaving away. Till there's no time for talking about trouble of mind, and the doors are all closed between your heart and mine. More love, I can hear our hearts crying. More love,
I know
that's all we need is more love.
To flow in between
take us and lift us above. Out around you, people fighting their wars. They think they'll be happy if they settle the scores. Let's lay down our weapons that hold us apart. Still, for just a minute, try to open our hearts. More love, I can hear our hearts crying. More love,
I know that's all we need is more love.
To flow in between us and lift us above.
If there's ever an answer,
if there's ever an answer,
it's more love. Hi, I'm Calista Case. You're listening to Fiddlin' Around, and I am so happy to be joined in the studio today by Nefesh Mountain. So happy to have you here. How you doing?
Hi, thanks for having us. We're really...
So happy to be here.
Yeah, absolutely. Absolutely.
See you again.
Totally. Yeah. I was lucky to hear them just in December at the Green Space for their Soundtrack Live with New York Public Radio. Going from public radio to college radio, right?
That's awesome.
Yeah. So excited to have you here. I just wanted to get started and taking it all the way back to the beginning. As a married duo, what came first, the relationship or the musical partnership?
Wow. It is a chicken and egg thing for us because I can't remember which came first. It was all kind of at the same time. Well, we met playing music years ago and we were just friends for a long time. And, you know, friends, like just like co-workers and all this stuff. And then things happened in life and we both kind of ended relationships and yada, 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 fell in love. And then, but this band happened like at the same time. Nefesh Mountain didn't exist then.
Oh, wow.
So this band that we have now, Nefesh Mountain Band, which is based here out of the New York area, started with us falling in love. And eventually we wrote more and more songs. Now we've got 5 albums out and
Yeah, it definitely crazy. Happened. Nefesh Mountain happened as we were falling in love. Oh. So it's truly like this, it's a love story.
Beautiful success story. Definitely love story. Absolutely. And now going to the name, for our viewers who don't know you, could you give us a little insight on Nefesh Mountain? I know it's a Hebrew word. Give us some background.
So Nefesh means soul in Hebrew. And, you know, we try to write music, you know, from our souls, you know, from an authentic place. We write about our lives. We write about our history, our family history. We try to write about things that everyone can relate to, universal things. But I think we really wanted this band, because we're Jewish Americans, and because we are outwardly talking about our Jewish identity, we wanted our band name to reflect that. And so we chose to put a Hebrew word, I think, as our band name to say, you know, this is who we are. And we're not religious. We're not trying to convert anybody. We're not trying to sort of push anything other than just, you know, our Jewish heritage and Jewish identities, and just kind of say, this is us. Mm. So I think that was part of the decision to put the word Nefesh into our name.
Love is a universal thing, right?
That's right.
Mm. There's never a better time for that than now, for sure.
Exactly.
Now, your song lyrics are very vivid, as you mentioned, and they've got these beautiful, beautiful lyrics that anyone can relate to in any moment of their lives. Could you give us a little insight into your songwriting process? Is it a collaborative effort? And does the band ever come in to give you a little backup in those creative moments?
No, I don't let the band anywhere. No, I'm kidding. The band plays a huge part, but when we're writing, it is very collaborative. A lot of times I'll come up with a lot of the music and melodies. I'm the kind of, you know, songwriter. I have dozens and dozens, hundreds. I have to go in my voice memos, you know, on the iPhone. I have all these melodies and ideas for songs. Sometimes I'll just think of a song title and I'm like, we got to write this song. I know what it's about, but I don't have a melody yet, or a guitar part or banjo part or something. And then I'll take it to Donnie and we'll kind of flesh out the meaning behind it and what it might mean as far as what we do. And we've thrown out the rule book pretty long ago in terms of what kind of songs we write, in terms of the genres that we play. And people love talking about genre, and we've been a bluegrass band for a while. And we're
not a traditional bluegrass band.
We've never been
ever,
traditional.
Ever, ever.
No.
Yeah.
Yeah. And, you know, I'm proud of that because I'm from Brooklyn. So, you know, we're both from New York. So this is not, you know, as a couple of Yankees, we're not going to go down there and pretend. So we've always tried to be authentic with whatever we do. And a lot of that comes with the name of the band, as you asked. You know, we're like, I'm a Jewish kid from Brooklyn. And I grew up in a world, and still to this day, you know, it's a lot easier to just hide it because there are people that don't like us, and just by being us. And for better or worse, and probably worse, we tend to hide it and just don't talk about it. So we've decided to just lean into it. And it's a little bit of a, maybe it's the troublemaker in me, but I'm questioning, you know, the bounds and the boundaries that have been set on Americana music and bluegrass in general, because it seems to have been a white, of course, and very Christian, it's very gospel. And it's been like, this is what it is. This is what Americana is. This is what it looks like. This is the kind of person who's supposed to sing that. And, you know, as we've learned recently, there's been so much erasure happening in the folk world that really all the first string bands were black. They were slaves, and you know, they brought the banjo over, and so much of the blues and different rhythms, you know, mixed with these Scots Irish fiddle tunes and created this Americana thing that we love. But there's so much that so much pain in American music, and but we've just tried to, you know, these are the melodies that I love, that I grew up hearing, that I grew up loving, and for us to be openly Jewish at the same time is questioning, like, we all should be able to be here and make this statement together. Absolutely. I don't know if that made any sense.
Absolutely, but, yeah. As bluegrass is such a deeply rooted in tradition art form and genre, I think it's beautiful bringing your own sense of tradition, even if it's not necessarily the one of the Southern Appalachian originality. It's a new era for bluegrass as a whole, so it's exciting to see that it's becoming a much more open and welcoming environment, even if it's slow and steady, for sure.
Yeah, for sure. Yeah, and I think we're challenging the Jewish side of it too, because so what? Also, growing up, I only knew being Jewish as like, you know, you're a good Jew if you go to synagogue and you do the holiday thing and, you know, rise up on all the jokes that come along with it. But like, what we want to do is talk about it. Just, it's who we are. It's not necessarily a religion. And for many people, and for many kids in their 20s or people in their 20s, or 30s. Yeah. Well, I'm still a kid. I feel like a kid for sure.
I have three kids.
But for anybody, you know, for a lot of people, being Jewish is, they don't want to be bound by laws and the version of Judaism they've been taught. And there's nothing against that, because a lot of people get a lot out of that. But for us, we wanted to find our own path. And I feel like any of these very cool, inspirational Jewish leaders that we've been fortunate to meet along the way have definitely said, you can kind of pick and choose what you want from this, because it's the pride is what we're all about, and just trying to be out there and just be ourselves. Mm-hmm. And because so much of our music is not steeped in any sort of Jewish tradition. It's their folk songs or songs that we write about our family and our daughter and love and loss, you know, relating to elections happening and troubled times. And there's a lot going on to write about that's not about being Jewish. But we always wanted to kind of wear the star, and that's where the name kind of comes from.
How's it been maneuvering within the industry of bluegrass and Americana as a non-traditional band? I know it's becoming a lot more of a newgrass era for the whole business, but I'm interested to hear how it's been going to festivals in different cities and playing for people of all different backgrounds around the United States.
It's, you know, over the years, we've had, you know, there's some very memorable moments that were really hard for us. You know, one of them being, we went to this big conference, this big bluegrass conference that we've been to many, many times. We've showcased, we've been part of this organization. One of the years, this tall guy in a big hat, cowboy hat, came over to me and basically just said, why are you here and why are you making this music, this Jewish music? Like, this isn't, you're not meant to be here. Can y'all like just go? And it just, you know, I'll never forget that feeling. Yeah. You know, we've had radio, you know, DJs basically just straight up tell us, like, we're not going to play you because our audience doesn't want you. We don't want Jewish, we don't want you, you're Jewish, basically. They won't even play our instrumentals. Mm-hmm. We've had festivals turn us down straight up because we're Jewish, saying things like, we don't know where we would put you on a stage. Like, what stage would we... where would we put you? Mm. Like, where would you even go? It's like, where would you put us? We're just playing music. Yeah. But those things happened. Mm. We've also had a tremendous amount of love, support. We've been fortunate enough to play in Nashville in the studio with the biggest stars in the bluegrass world. They're our friends. They love us. They support us. They believe in us. They want to help grow and really believe that this music can help change people's views on what even a Jewish person is, and hopefully through this music we're going to do that. Mm. And really, when we say change and try to, like, you know try to make something happen through our music, what we want to happen is just for people to realize that we're just these loving souls, and that we want to live on this, you know, on this mountain, on this earth, and coexist together and accept each other in our differences. Mm. You know, it's radical for us. We call this thing like radical love, because there's just so much radical hate, and we're really about a radical sense of, let's just coexist. We don't have to agree, even. We can totally disagree. That's fine. Let's just, like, love each other through it. We're all here on this planet right now. We're alive right now together, you and I. Like, we don't have, our lives don't, you know, aren't endless.
No,
let's just try to freaking get along.
Exactly.
Like,
exactly.
What is happening here?
And bluegrass, like, is the music of perseverance.
Yes.
I mean, back in the day with the coal miners on the Appalachian Mountains, it was about the union workers who were trying to make their way in these unjust conditions. And it's only right to be able to transfer that to any person who decides to find connection with bluegrass and the music that comes with it, because it is not restrictive. It is not it's not exclusive in any way. It's for everyone.
That's how, I mean, that's how we feel about it. We love it in that way. So yeah, and we're Americans, you know, we're truly, we've been American our whole lives. So we're playing American music with our Jewish perspective, really. That's it. But yeah, I think you're right. It's made for this. It's made for all people.
Yeah. So I heard you all have been pretty busy. I know this is kind of a time for them to settle down for just a second before we get back into the groove of the grind again. So what's it been like going all around, who knows where, and especially with kids, how's it been being parents on tour and also getting to play with all these wonderful people as well?
It's been great. Getting back on the road has been awesome. Back on the road, I mean, from COVID, I still kind of, it's behind us, but it still feels like we're like chugging along, trying to get fully back to like full touring strength. But we have been for a few years now. Yeah, we've been going hard.
A lot, huh?
Yeah, but we just did a big tour in December called where we met you first at the Love and Light tour. We did two shows in New York. We played at Green Space and at Poisson Rouge.
Twice,
and
we've been in New
York. Did a whole Midwest thing down in Nashville, and we got a West Coast thing next week.
I'll just chime in that I think it's been really a very important time. I feel like, you know, with everything going on in the world right now, with all of this hate, with all of this, the mess that is the world, in this country, all over the world, you know, we're not politicians. We're not trying to make any, I don't have answers. I have no idea what the right thing to do in any of this is, really. And I'm not stupid. This is just so complicated at this point. But what I know is that music can bring people together, and I know that there is love, and I know that that's what we can do. And so we were obsessed with trying to figure out what the heck are we going to do and not just scream angry messages in our phone or videos about more. It's like, oh my God. So we just said, we're going to go on the road. We got our tour bus. We got our baby. We got the entire band, 7-piece band. And we just started touring and doing show after show after show and just called it Love and Light. And we just literally tried to sing songs and bring people together and just bring love back. And so it was amazing. It was an amazing tour. It was an exhausting tour.
I can only
imagine.
Like,
so exhausting. And we did it with our baby, who's 2.5 years old.
How was that?
She's adorable and wonderful, but like, it was a lot. But she had a great time. We went all over the place. We played, I don't even remember where we played, but a lot of different places. And where were we? Nashville, St. Louis. I don't even want to try. I don't remember.
You know, places.
Places.
CDs. You know, all over.
And we had our documentary crew was with us. Yeah, that's a whole other thing.
Yeah,
so.
Actually, that's a good segue. I heard a lot about a little documentary that's in the works right now. I'd love to hear y'all talk about that.
Yeah, so a little over a year ago, we met a director of a company called Upstander Project up in Boston, where he's based. And
well, he came up to us
came
after
up to
our
us
show.
After a gig and was like, have you guys ever thought about, we kind of just, he just floated an idea, and then we started talking, and all of a sudden we realized this is fully happening. Like, all of a sudden there's cameras around us and we're doing a documentary, and
welcome to Hollywood.
He's directing it.
Yeah,
right, totally. Totally not, but I'm happy that it's not. Yeah, it's great. I mean,
well, we are, you know.
So this director, he won an Emmy for his last film called Dawnland, which is a wonderful film about this indigenous community up in Maine and this whole legal battle and a lot of the stuff that had happened. And he approached us, and he knew how heavy that last film was. He was like, maybe music will be a little bit lighter. Little did he know, you know, October 7th.
Oh,
but the film's not about that. It's not about, I like to think of it not even being about us so far. It's about, the working title is We Sing Nonetheless, which is based on one of our songs and this lyric. And it's kind of whatever the world throws at you, you sing through it. For us, we sing through it. And we kind of try to live this life where we're on the road, as Donnie was just saying, we have our baby, we have each other, we're married on the road. This band, this tour bus, we have crazy political situations, crazy global situations, and all this stuff. We seem to be thrown because people know us as these outwardly Jewish people in the world, and we don't want any part of this fight and any trouble. And we are only like our hearts just broke, and they continue to be broken since the 7th of October. And it's just, it's such a hard time, and we're just going to keep singing through it. So that's kind of the point, is it's not about, we're never trying to make a political statement. We're not trying to make a religious statement. We're really just trying to sing songs. And I think that staying pure to ourselves as best we can, what we see is that the crowds really respond to it. Our audience really wants to just see something real in this world of like AI and just social media. Nothing seems like we're actually connected. And I think we're just desperately trying to connect. We start with each other, with our daughter Willow, and then we just try to keep putting, and our two other kids, Millie and Xander, of course, and our doggy Banjo. We still, you know, we start with their little core, but we want to bring that some thing like through sound waves and loud guitars, and I don't know, you know, we play electrics and we have drums in the band and all this stuff. So like, we really want to bring something, you know, change something about the way things have been going, because something's got to give.
Exactly. Yeah. And we've got some more change of coming, don't we? We've got the Cabin Sessions out on February 2nd. So it's super exciting to have a new album out in 2024, freshly out there into the world. So could you give us a little info on that? Get us a little excited for it.
Yeah. So the Cabin Sessions, we've recorded, this is our fourth album out. That's a studio record. We have another live album as well. But the first three have been giant projects for us. We've self-produced them, went down to Nashville, did a lot of pre-production, wrote songs, you know, thought about the record, had this theme and all this stuff. Cabin Sessions was, we had 3 days off. We were in Nashville. I knew we were going to have these days off. So I just booked time at this studio called The Cabin in Nashville, got a bunch of buddies and that band that was together. And we recorded, I always wanted to do an album of more or less of all covers. So we decided to put some spins on some tunes that we thought still related to our message as a band. But we did, of course, this great song by Tim O'Brien called More Love. Did one of my favorite bands of all time for my whole life has been Wilco, or as much of my, as I can remember. And, you know, Tweedy's been like one of the guiding lights for me lyrically and for what he's done. So anyway, we did this song called What Light by Wilco. We covered a Mark Knopfler, Emmylou Harris tune, just songs that we have on in the house. They're not just kind of chosen randomly, like, oh, wouldn't it be cool and hip and maybe we'll get some on a Spotify playlist if we do this. It's like, these are just songs we like, we wanted to do. And so that's kind of the whole message to this record. Did an Allman Brothers song.
I really love. That one really feels like a good one for right now. Revival.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
Which is, you know, that radical love idea is all over that one.
Yeah.
So it's
a different thing for us, and we're excited to just put out something different. Some of the songs are really long. There's a lot of jamming, tons of guitar.
He has a really much long original. The one original on the album is we covered ourselves. We did one of our own versions of our songs, but you did that crazy instrumental Southlands.
Right. Right. We did a song called Southlands.
Yeah.
Cool.
Southlands. Awesome. Yeah, it's a good
one.
Yeah,
it's like a big kind of nod to all of the great, like, you know, those Allman Brothers, like Jessica and, you know, Elizabeth Reed and all that cool stuff.
Yeah, absolutely. That's super exciting. Congratulations.
Yeah, thank you. Thanks. Yeah. We're excited for the record.
And excited for you all to hear it too, for sure.
Cool.
So we've got the album coming out. And is there anything up in the horizon for you all coming up as we enter into a new year?
Go ahead.
Okay, so we are going back to the studio in April, which is really soon.
Yeah.
Actually, like very soon. In like 2 months, 3 months. I don't know what it is. We're recording our big next album, actually, like the big one, in April in Nashville.
Yeah.
And
we're back to writing
most of the songs. And all of them. Yeah, they're all originals.
Yeah.
And it's going to be fun.
There was so much in our heads. We had all of these songs kind of stuck. We had COVID in 2020, and of course, and we had our baby in 2021. So like, we were in this thing where just so much was happening in the world, and then like January 6th, and then elections, and all different kinds of things. And then we sat down writing a few months ago, and just so much poured out since the birth of our youngest daughter, our older kids going to college. You know, there's just so much life that has happened you know, both in our family and and just as a country for us, it's been so hard. Anyway, there was a lot to write about, so it all just came flying onto the page. So we're going to go to the studio and hopefully have an album out by October. Wow. I'm going to say it on the radio so that I get it done.
Yeah. Because
exactly. Otherwise,
listen up, guys. October.
Yeah. And then we have the documentary crew following us around for all of it, too. And we're going to Hong Kong
in
March.
In Hong Kong.
A month and a half or 2 months or whatever.
Yeah, we're going to Hong Kong.
Yeah. Next week, we're going to California for a week to do a tour, which is kind of more normal for us. But yeah, Hong Kong is kind of a new place for us. So that'll be fun. That'll be cool. And then the next month we go to Nashville and record.
Mm-hmm. So. Boom, boom, pow.
Yeah.
All over.
Yeah.
Well, that's it for me. Thank you all for joining me today. It was super great to get to talk to you and really get that connection going. And you can feel the love in the room for sure. Yeah.
Thank you so much for having us. You're awesome.
This is Nefesh Mountain, and this is Fiddlin' Around.
I'm Donnie.
I'm Eric.
We're Nefesh Mountain, and this is Fiddlin' Around.
Roll on.